Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having Dr. Bill Maurer on the show. Bill is the dean of the University of California's Irvine School of Social Sciences. He's a professor of anthropology. He's a director of the Institute for Money, Technology, and Financial Inclusion. He's a money expert. He's an expert in the future of money. And you know how much I love talking about this. And we're going to have a great conversation. He's going to teach us a lot, and we might even have a little bit of a debate. Bill Maurer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your work on this very important topic. I think it's important that we begin with some definitions. You know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have had to, somebody would have said, well, it's money. You know, it's a dollar bill and it's a quarter. And why do I need to have that defined? But we now have digital money. We now have crypto money. We have a cryptocurrency, I should say. And I think it's important because a lot of people out there who have titles, at least, are throwing out these terms when they're not always, I think they're not always accurate. Would you define the different types of stores of value that we have in the economy?
Sure. I think you're right. There's often a lot of confusion, especially now that like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are out there. So, let's just start with the basic fact that most of our money is already digital money, right? Mm-hmm. It exists as digital accounts that are held by centralized databases that are under the control mostly of banks and other financial institutions. So,
If you do any, 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 if you do any If you do any digital banking, if you do any banking online, if you have a PayPal account, if you have a debit account, you're already managing digital money, right?
If you have any bank account at all, right, like I said, no one at the bank is going to go to a vault and show you a pile of bills and say, oh, here's Bill Maurer's money,
right?
They're going to call it up on the computer.
Right. So that's
the difference between that and something like crypto is in cryptocurrency, you know, instead of it being with a bank or a set of centralized databases, you've got a distributed system where a bunch of different computers all over the world collectively manage a record of the accounts of all the Bitcoin in the world, right? So instead of it being controlled by a central digital ledger, you've got it distributed and the work of verifying transactions basically outsourced to a community of people or computers who have agreed to take on that job. So it's
Because it has a digital record, that's tantamount to a serial number, isn't it? Went to the bank and you said, if you believed you had $100 in the bank, if your bank account online told you you had $100, and you went to the bank and said, give me a $100 bill, they would look at your account, your digital account, and they would see that you had the money. They would reach over and get a $100 bill with a serial number and give it to you. And that's when digital money becomes something that has a life of its own. That's similar to the way crypto is, isn't it? Crypto, the blockchain that it sits on is essentially a serial number, isn't it?
A list of serial numbers. Yeah, the difference is if I go to the bank and I say I want $100, you can give me any $100 bill, right? They're all fungible. Whereas with crypto, if you give me $100 worth of Bitcoin, it's a specific like kind of fingerprinted piece of Bitcoin that lives on the blockchain.
And if they gave you that $100 bill, nobody knows you have that bill with that serial number. But if you have a crypto dollar, $100 worth of cryptocurrency, and there are 2,000 of them, 2,500 of these different ones, not just Bitcoin. If you have one of those, you have then other people, they may not know it's you, but other people know that that serial number exists somewhere, don't they?
Right. Other people will know that that serial number is connected to a specific address or user, right? They mm-hmm. might not know the user is me, that the address is mine. Mm-hmm. But it's a public ledger accessible to everybody to see all the transactions and see all the Bitcoin. Yep.
And therein lies some of the intrigue of converting to crypto, folks, because the government currently doesn't know what dollars you have and maybe not even how many dollars you have, especially if it's not in the bank. But in cryptocurrency, that could be different. We're going to talk some more about this, including the future of money, with our new friend, Dr. Bill Maurer, Dean of the University of California, Irvine School of Social Science. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.